From Tidbits on August 30th, 2010, this is Place Calls Using Google Voice in Gmail, written by Glenn Fleischman. Google Voice lets you forward calls to multiple numbers that ring at once, listen into voicemail as it is being recorded, and bounce strangers into a confirmation stage, all for free. But it could not handle placing calls until now. Google is rolling out computer-based VoIP calling. This update offers free VoIP calls within the United States and Canada, although the feature will initially be available only to U.S. Google users. Calls placed to other countries are charged at reasonably low international rates. Before this update, you would use Google Voice more as a hub for communication with a Google Voice phone number as the entry point. The service lets you associate phone numbers with an account and choose behavior based on caller ID, time of day, and other factors for what happens when someone calls the Google Voice number. It also offers free U.S. text messaging and voicemail, along with hilariously weird voicemail transcription. A message from my wife the other day read, "We've had a knife. Mark emergency in Indiana." You could place calls that would ring on one of your associated numbers, but you still had to have a phone nearby to make that work. See Google Voice opens to all Americans June 22, 2010. But because Google seemingly forgets which product is which, the site you use to make Google Voice calls is Gmail. Yes, that's right. The webmail app that brought you Google Buzz and Google Chat, audio, video, and text, now brings you phone calls. Why not within, say, Google Voice? It's hard to understand that decision. Sure, Google Chat is found within Gmail, and activating real phone calls there makes sense, but not as the first and only method to use it. You need to install Google's Voice and Video plugin to use Google Voice in Gmail. Log into your Gmail account, click Settings, and then the Chat tab, and follow the instructions there. With that set up, you will see a Call Phones item in Google Chat once Google activates the service for your account. Google's new offering competes directly with Skype, which charges fees to have an inbound phone number, or more than one, associated with your Skype account, and has fixed-rate U.S.-Canada calling plans. Skype does offer one notable advantage so far. It's available for iOS devices, and Google Voice still remains missing there. This is Tidbit, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and thanks for calling.